Joining me today on CFBS Radio is Marilyn Moffitt, the Youth Engagement Coordinator at the Coasters Association, and Chelsea Thomas, Director of Youth Development from the Coasters Association. Hi, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So we have some information to share because June the 5th is Environmental Day, and the Coasters Association has organized this activity as a part of the project carried out by the Coasters Association in partnership with the municipalities of the Lower North Shore. So I'm excited to have you explain a little bit about this with us. Can you start first by telling us why it is important to engage the community in such an event as the community cleanup?
Engaging the communities on the Lower North Shore with an activity such as a community cleanup shows initiative and a sense of pride in our communities. If we all do a little part in the cleanup, we all contribute to the bigger community. Then we all feel more connected and proud of our community and the role we play in it.
Definitely. So everyone can look at the beautiful scenery of their community after everything's been cleaned up and go, gee, I'm a part of that, which is really fabulous. So can you tell me what are the benefits of a community cleanup day?
A community cleanup day is a beneficial activity to engage people of all ages, young and old, and families as they come together to make their towns more beautiful. We live in a very special part of the world, and by nurturing and cultivating a sense of responsibility for the nature around us, we all benefit by living in a cleaner environment.
This is very true. And can you tell us how people can get involved?
People can get involved by following the Coasters Association Wellness Facebook page. The municipalities have been very generous in providing garbage bags. People can pick up garbage bags at the municipal offices, Shea Nellie's in Old Fort, and the Canada Post office in Middle Bay. We're asking people to wear gloves when they pick up garbage and not to be in large groups. The garbage bags can be left on the side of the road for the municipal workers to pick up at the end of the day.
That's very interesting. Ladies, is this for the whole Lower North Shore?
Yes, it is. It's very exciting to have the whole coast unified together.
And for a great cause, of course, to take care of our communities, for sure. Will there be a community spirit activity as a part of this event?
We are wanting the community cleanup groups to take a photo of their teams and to share the pictures. The sense of community spirit and pride is important as we all want to connect with our friends and neighbors. By sharing our pictures, we can connect all the communities along the Lower North Shore to show our strength and pride. Simply post a picture of your cleanup group to the Coasters Association Wellness Facebook page.
As a Canadian Heritage-funded project, I have been proud to be the Youth Engagement Coordinator, working to engage the youth and the communities of the Lower North Shore. A follow-up report for the Coasters Association, municipalities, and Canadian Heritage will be made. I want to remind people to check out the Coasters Wellness Facebook page. Thank you so much.
So people don't need to sign up or anything like that. They can just go pick up the garbage bags and get right to work.
You got it.
Correct.
Wonderful. So ladies and gentlemen, that is the Environmental Day on June the 5th. This is the community cleanup, and it is fabulous. If you care about your community, you don't like seeing litter and things lying around, be a part of it. Do something great for your community. So Marilyn and Chelsea, I thank you so much for sharing this information with us today.
Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having us.
And that was Marilyn Moffitt, Youth Engagement Coordinator, and Chelsea Thomas, Director of Youth Development for the Coasters Association. Don't forget to participate in the Community Cleanup Day on June the 5th.